listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. There's a new twist in the nurses' fight for better pay and patient ratios involving their union. The Industrial Relations Commission is considering starting proceedings to deregister the Australian Nursing Federation. It follows last week's strike by thousands of staff. Police say they won't give up until they can solve the mystery disappearance of a Perth man. Nicola LaFauci was last seen in 1994. Police Commissioner Cole Blanche here on the ABC says the search for the 37-year-old's remains continued today at a property in Mount Lawley.
They are still there. Look, it's a complicated search area. And as you know, because the crime is so long ago, we have to do it thoroughly and properly.
We're being assured there'll be minimal flight disruptions if airport firefighters walk off the job next week across the country. They could go on strike next Friday for 4 hours as part of industrial action over staffing levels. Air Services Australia says they'll do everything they can to reduce the risk of cancellations. The Premier has hit back at criticism after last week's meeting to discuss problems plaguing the Bankshire Hill Detention Centre. Former Australian of the Year Fiona Stanley has expressed her disappointment, labelling the summit as pointless. Mark McGowan has told Parliament they have a different recollection of the discussion.
Dr. Fiona Stanley at the meeting said she didn't want an inquiry. That's what she said. That's what my notes say. That's what the other people's notes say. That's what I heard her say.
In sport, West Coast has picked up more players in the AFL draft, including Harry Barnett from South Australia. Fremantle has used its first pick to select local player Hugh Davies. And Cameron Green has been included in Australia's side for the first test against the West Indies, starting at Perth Stadium tomorrow, while Scott Boland is out. Cummins says there is depth in the national team.
To be honest, it's probably the most stable team I've played in. So we probably could have picked the side 12 months ago and feel like we're in a good spot.
Perth weather down to 24 tonight, then partly cloudy tomorrow with a top of 35, getting up to 25 on Thursday. Check out The Science Briefing, a podcast about the science of everything. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app to listen for free.